Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Gino Pereira, the president and CEO for NXTID Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol is NXTD. Thanks for joining us today, Gino.
Pleasure, Juan.
Great. So for some of our listeners that didn't catch our interview a few years back, can you give us a history and overview of the company?
Sure. NXTID is a company that specializes in biometrics, payment technologies, miniaturization, and sensor technologies, as well as encryption. So that's kind of our core competence. It's kind of come out of a long history with doing work for the Department of Defense and the National Institute of Health. And we've taken that background and devoted it to new products, particularly in the mobile space.
Great. So, yeah, can you bring us up to speed on some of your most recent news there? You had a patent allowance on some on password encryption services.
Right. So we have a broad range of technologies. So our payment technologies, you can see in a product that's available today called Wocket, W-O-C-K-E-T, and it's available at www.wocketwallet.com. And that is a digital payment device that is designed to replace the wallet that you have in your pocket today, but ensuring that all of your payment cards are encrypted and secure within that wallet. That's one iteration of our payment technology. We have other iterations that are coming out, such as a card only, or potentially making payments directly from a phone, etc. The other side of our technologies tend to do with security and tokenization. And so the patent that has just been allowed is a technology that allows us to, when you make a transaction, it's all fine and good to potentially encrypt the transaction, but what would be really nice, what would be really nice is to know that both people that are at either end of the transaction are really who they say they are, and there's nothing in the middle. That's the ideal, and that's what our patent does. It essentially verifies that the people at both end of the transaction before you send it down are authorized people to be part of that transaction.
Right, certainly. And so in terms of, the key trends that you're focusing on right now in the sector, how are you positioning the company with, some of your products such as the, Wocket smart wallet to, capitalize?
Right. So, Wocket itself, so there are 13 million people a year that are victims of identity theft. And Wocket, 55% of the causes of that are lost to stolen wallets. So Wocket definitely helps to address identity loss due to a loss to stolen wallet. And it's, our technology platform, and we demonstrate a lot of the strengths of what we have technically as a company. What we found that has a lot of appeal is, on a similar basis, is a standalone multi-purpose credit card or debit card or loyalty card, a multi-purpose smart card, if you like. And rather than a wallet as a whole, it's less expensive, and functionally it's fairly similar. And so that's a product that we will be launching this year, and we actually have signed a contract with a distributor called World Ventures Holdings that is a large international travel club with 500,000 members, and they will be purchasing the card from us for the use of their members. So we have a purchase order from them for $15 million for delivery this year. And we're actually talking to a number of other organizations that have the same benefit, some type of membership or subscription basis, where our product is a good fit. And so we'll continue to roll out that model because it's a really good scalable model for us. In addition, our payment technology is also applicable to be applied on phones and smartwatches as well. So we're taking that, and we are speaking to significant manufacturers in that space today with a view to putting our payment technology on their devices.
Right, and What are some of the factors that you feel make NXTID, unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think what makes us unique is we actually have a broad range of capabilities, right? So not only do we have payment technologies with a particular patented antenna that we have designed that allows us to make payments at almost all digital encrypted payments at almost all terminals in the United States. But then we also have the biometric side of our technology, which allows us to verify people beforehand. So I think we have a very complete solution.
And what are some of the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next 6 to 12 months?
So I think this year you'll see us developing more and more strategic partnerships with large companies. So World Ventures is the first in that stage, and we're working with, we're engaging with larger global companies. And so, some of the milestones for this year, you'll see an increasing number of those types of distribution or partnership deals being done by us.
Good. And perhaps you could talk a little bit about your background and experience, Gino, and the key management there, once again, for some of our listeners that didn't catch the last interview.
Sure. So I am a chartered accountant by background. I also have an MBA in finance from the UK. And I've spent almost all my career as an executive in finance or operationally. I've worked in the Far East, Europe, and the United States, and I've been an executive in large multinational companies, but I've also done about 5 or 6 startups as well, as I left that world to become an entrepreneur a number of years ago. My partner, David Tunnell, who is our chief technology officer, I worked with at a previous company. He has a deep background in biometrics, encryption. He formerly attended the National Cryptologic School, where he also lectured in cryptology, and he's worked in that field all of his career, holds numerous patents in that area. And Vincent Maselli is our chief financial officer with a broad and deep background with public and very large private companies. In addition, I'd like to mention our advisory board. It consists of William Fields, the former CEO of Walmart retail stores. Mm-hmm. We have Larry Flanagan, who is the current CEO of AARP Member Services and formerly Chief Marketing Officer of MasterCard International. And Ken Moy, who's currently in charge of digital payments at Subway, who was formerly the Chief Emerging Payments Officer executive at MasterCard as well.
Great. And so in terms of investors and the financial community, Gino, what are some of the drivers there, the key drivers that you wish perhaps they better understood about the company or your sector?
I think it's the key driver for us is understanding the breadth of our technology, that we're not a one-product company necessarily just based on Wocket, which is the first product that we've introduced, but we have a number of technologies and products that we are bringing to market over the next 12 months. And as I say, we have purchase orders for some of those, and they'll see a number of products emerging from us.
Great. So once again, joining us today is Gino Pereira, the president and CEO for NXTID Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is NXTD. Currently trading at 50 cents a share. Market cap is about 15 million. And before we conclude here, Gino, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
I think if we look at our historical share price, we're trading close to our historical lows, whereas the company's a new company, it's a young company, it's evolving, and our business prospects are better than they've ever been in the history of the company.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Gino, and update our investor audience on NXTD. It's always good to have you on.
Great. Thank you very much. Pleasure, Will.